Good evening, I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. Two-time UConn Quest champion Hu Neff will be ineligible to run the 2019 UConn Quest because of dog care issues revealed by a necropsy of his dog Boppy, who died in the 2018 race. The race organization announced the final necropsy results in a Tuesday news release. The race organization stated in its release, quote, Boppy died of aspiration pneumonia caused by inhaling vomited stomach contents. Other findings include mild stomach ulcers, moderate intestinal inflammation, mild whipworm infestation, skeletal muscle necrosis, and severe weight loss and muscle wasting. Unquote. Boppy, a 4-year-old who was one of Neff's main leaders, died in a cabin about 45 miles short of the UConn Quest halfway point in Dawson City this year. Neff scratched in Dawson. Based on the results of the necropsy, race officials decided to censure Neff by prohibiting him from signing up for either the 300-mile or 1,000-mile UConn race in 2019. He will also be required to run the 300-mile race before he can again run in the 1,000-mile race. Neff will have 30 days to appeal the censure. Fairbanks residents turned out last night for a public hearing on a city ordinance that would place limits on the commercial marijuana industry. Most expressed support, but as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, others called the measure before the city council unfair and heavy-handed.
Both supporters and opponents of the proposed ordinance told council members they should regulate marijuana like alcohol. That's what marijuana advocates asked for in their successful 2015 statewide measure that legalized commercial pot growing and sales. An anti-marijuana activist, Vivian Stiver, emphasized the point by leading others in reciting it at the end of her testimony.
We have one request, and we would like you to regulate marijuana like alcohol.
Stiver cited, for example, alcohol and marijuana control board guidelines that call for one type of liquor license to be issued for every 3,000 or so residents. Based on that formula, she says Fairbanks should only have 9 retail marijuana shops.
It's 9. Your ordinance calls for 12. It's on population. It's 9. That's how that formula is raised.
But City Clerk Danielle Snyder told the council in January that Fairbanks has 41 liquor dispensaries, mostly bars, and 15 package stores. By way of comparison, the city now has 6 marijuana retail shops and 5 growing facilities. Retailer Dan Peters also asked for equal treatment over the issue of on-site consumption, which the ordinance would prohibit. Peters says marijuana users should be allowed to consume it on-site at either the point of sale or a separate facility, such as a smoking room.
I feel like it's a freedom issue, you know, if you're willing to allow alcohol consumption on site. I believe that's, you know, reasonable for people who want to consume cannabis.
But the proposed ordinance would ban all marijuana consumption in any public establishment, which Kevin McKinley says is another example of unfairly regulating the two industries differently.
It seems to me that they want to have it one way for part of the industry, but then they want to shift it away from that for another part of the industry. Which is it? Do you want to regulate it like alcohol or not?
Ordinance supporter Blake Burley says he also wishes the city would regulate the two intoxicants equally.
I think marijuana has no place in our community, just as I believe that alcohol has no place in our community.
Supporters also said marijuana smoking establishments would generate more odor and could expose more people to health-harming secondhand smoke. Others, like Christine Robbins, believe they'd lead to more crime.
I think you're going to see an increase in rape victims. I think you're going to see an increase in violent crimes. And, you know, we really don't have the police force to help regulate this and control it.
A third provision of the ordinance would increase the buffer zone distance from 500 to 750 feet between marijuana businesses and residential neighborhoods, schools, and other sensitive areas. Opponents argued that would stifle the industry and discourage investment. And realtor Ray Brazier says it would make it harder to find qualifying properties for marijuana businesses.
The buffer should be left alone.
But Krista Dyer was among those who supports the provision because she says it would balance the two competing interests.
I do understand that this is a growing business and that's great for our community, but we need to remember that it also needs to coexist with the people that own homes in these communities.
After the public hearing, Mayor Jim Matherly, who introduced the ordinance, said the council will formally consider adopting it or an amended version in its May 9th meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The words, quote, and hunting preserve, unquote, would be added to the names of Creamers Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge and other game refuges in Alaska under a bill passed by State Senate Committee on Friday. The name should be changed to emphasize the importance of hunting in these refuges, said Senator Kathy Geisel, a Republican from Anchorage, at the final meeting of the Alaska Senate Resources Committee. The name change wouldn't affect the actual hunting rules at any of the eight refuges, all of which allow hunting on all or part of the land. Hunting is allowed at Creamers Field, although moose hunting is restricted to archery and muzzle loader hunting equipment. Additionally, part of the refuge is within the city of Fairbanks, where the law prohibits hunting with guns. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.